He is the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, who are no longer playing, by the way, Damian.
I was going to say, when the baseball season's over for the Blue Jays, what do you think John Gibbons does? Do you think he, like, bolts for the airport as fast as he can? Or does he hang out?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him? Well, here is the manager of the Blue Jays, John Gibbons. Are you in San Antonio? Or wherever
it
is?
You bet your ass.
So
can you blame me?
Couldn't get home as fast. Couldn't get home any faster, eh?
Well, it's home, you know.
No, yeah, that's not the truth. I stayed there a couple days and came home.
Yeah, that's all right though.
So, do you do these exit talks, these end of the season chats? Do you have the guys lined up outside your office and you bring them in and tell them how great they were and all that nonsense? Do you do that?
No, we didn't do that this year. You know, I have done it in the past, but it's not something we've always done either. So, and I think next week, you know, all the people in the front office, and I'll be on a conference call type thing, and we'll go over the team and the plans for the upcoming year, and they'll get my opinions on that kind of thing. But I think we had that exit type thing twice maybe since I've been there. So
do you think it works?
You know,
do you think it means anything?
You know, I think maybe it has a little value, but I know one thing: at the end of the year, you know, the players are ready to go. They don't want to sit there and
talk to
you. Some guys, it may be constructive to some guys, you know, but I think it's a lot of hot air, but it's hard to say.
So, you know, you talk to athletes and coaches and managers in different sports, and they get to the end of the season, and then, they'll say, well, it took a while for me to get over us losing to XXX, but I did, and now I'm ready for this. Does it take you long to get over losing that series to Cleveland, or is that done and you're at home and you're just moving on?
Well, you know, I mean, it's starting to fade a little bit, but, you know, I don't see, you know, you sit there and naturally, I think you dwell on it for a while and you get that empty feeling in your gut, especially this year, after getting there last year and then we expected to build on that. And really just finished in the same spot. So, yeah, I mean, that makes it tough. But, eventually you look back over and tell you some pretty good things happened this year. And then you start looking towards the future a little bit and see what might be, see what might not be. Who knows?
When you say you dwell on it a little bit, for you, that series, what would you dwell on? What would be the part that kind of eats at you a little bit the way it happened?
Well, you know what? Really, basically, they shut down our offense, and we felt really good coming into that final series against Cleveland too, because we were swinging the bat so well, against Texas.
Yep.
Leading up to that point, September was a tough month, and we had a battle just to get in, and the explosion, of course, in the wild card game from Eddie, and then we were really swinging it well against Texas, and then came into Cleveland, they basically really shut us down. You know, for the most part, our pitching staff shut them down, and they beat us at our own game. They hit some home runs that we didn't hit, more of them anyway. And they're playing on. They had a good game last night. So, but yeah, I think naturally, every game, even during the season, I'll be laying in bed, after a game, and think about the game, what you do, what maybe you didn't do, that kind of thing. And generally, after the playoff series like that, you just kind of look back and, what if this or that. And all in all, it was a good run for our guys, no doubt. But, we want to be the best team out there. We've gotten close the last couple of years, but, we want to get to the top.
So I have a theory, Gibbons. You'll be shocked at this.
Uh-oh. Just what he wants to hear.
Is it bunt more? What is it?
Well, I'd like to see you bunt. I'd like to see you bunt more from the dugout, but that's another story altogether.
It's almost like he's heard the bunt more theory. Have you already heard that one, John?
No, I'm not talking about bunting. I don't want any of these guys to bunt. They clearly can't. More. Don't ask somebody to do. Don't ask a plumber to paint your house, and certainly don't ask a painter to fix your pipes. That's the way I look at it. Now, so you had 4 or 5 off days between Texas and Cleveland, correct?
Yes.
And they had one less off day.
Right.
And neither offense was worth a damn during that entire series. Is there an attachment between those two things? As a manager, as a former player, did your team, who was hot against Texas offensively, and then went cold, what do you think it had something to do with that layoff?
Bob, I got to believe, there's got to be a correlation, really for both teams. you know, baseball is such a different sport, and you know, hitting's all timing, and really, you know, you're used to doing it every day. You know, so a cup, you know, you notice it when you come out of the All-Star break. You know, every year, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, even sometimes after just one off day during the season, you'll come back after the next game, and you guys look a little sluggish, and you know, they're trying to get going, and maybe, you know, timing's off. So it doesn't take much. So when you have those, you know, that many days, I think it's got to have some kind of effect. You know, I think it affected both teams. No doubt about that. But the pitching was good. Yeah, but I think it has less effect on pitching than it does hitting, for sure.
One of the other things that we've talked a lot about is we don't know whether Batista's coming back. We don't know whether Encarnacion is coming back. And there's a bunch of other guys who are free agents. We won't go down that list. But we know those are two very important, influential guys. We don't know what the future is. And I don't think you know either, so I won't even ask you for your opinion on it. But one of the things I've contemplated, too, is that when you draw the kind of attendance that this team has drawn the last 15 months, and I'm talking the last few months of last year and all of this year, the expectations are raised, and you don't really want to let go of that under any circumstance. So, and your kids aren't ready. You don't have a whole bunch of guys in the system that are ready to come up right now. You got this two, and I think, Gibby, it's a two-year window where you got to try and manufacture something, do something to keep this team competitive and hopefully win a World Series until you can start reloading with the kids. If you do all that, where's the priority on left-handed hitters? Where's the priority on contact hitters? Do you think it's important?
Yeah, Bob, I do, no doubt about it. You know what you're talking about. You know that window. There's no doubt. You know, I heard for years around here, well, you know, you put a good product on the field, it's legit. You know, in September, you still have a shot. People start showing up, and that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And, you know, that held firm this year, and so really, the fans have done their part, and they're excited about it, and you know, you can't let that go. Because, you know, I think what happens, you know, you fall back into mediocrity and what have you, and fans disappear.
You bet.
I mean, that happens in every sports city. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, it's not cheap to go to a game. People want to go see winners, no doubt about it. So, and I think that's, you know, Mark and Ross's priority. They realize that, too. And you know, it is an important year. I mean, there's some of our key guys are free agents. And I think they'll do their best to bring him back. And I know both guys, I'm speaking primarily, you know, Jose and Eddie for sure, but
right.
I think they like it here. You know, they both made their name in Toronto, and that would be their priority, but you know, it's still a business. It'd be crazy not to test the market and that kind of thing. So, but you know, it's, if they're gone, whatever, you know, and maybe a couple other guys are gone, you know, if you look at our team we had on the field, it is, you know, really right-handed heavy, you know,
and, no kidding.
That's pretty obvious. So I think it would be beneficial if you could add a couple left-handed bats, and productive bats, not just guys that are out there, you know, because they hit left-handed or in the lineup. You know, guys that could give you a little production. They don't have to be stars. I think anytime you have a balanced lineup, you face so many right-handed pitchers, and you know it may make it tougher on the opposing team when they're trying to line up their bullpen, this and that. So there's a lot of benefits to that. You know, never hurts to have a little bit more speed. You know, we weren't a team, we're a slugging team. We weren't a team that, you know, was real easy necessarily to manufacture runs because it was tough for us to steal a base, things like that. So you inject a little bit of that, you know, might help a little bit too. So, but there's definitely, you know, could be a new look next year. That's for sure. But yeah, I know their priority is looking for left-handed hitters now. How many are available? The routes you have to go on that. Yeah, that's not my department. I have no idea, but you know, I voiced it. That's that would be important to me.
Right. Time for one more.
Yeah, we got about a minute here, John. The series was barely over, and it was announced that you would be back for next season. And now talk about an extension. Can you tell us anything about where that is and what you're hoping to accomplish at this point?
Well, I don't know, but I was kind of surprised you even had to say I'd be back, weren't you? Maybe not.
No, I don't think so. But there was so much talk about different people coming in, with when Alex left, that everybody kind of felt things up was up in the air, but then the team did so well, it seemed natural. But what about an extension?
Well, you know what, Ross and I have talked briefly about it. That's never necessarily been a priority of mine. I never get caught up in that, but it's still a business, and who knows where that ends up, or if we get that done. But I've enjoyed my time here in Toronto, no doubt about it. A lot of ups and a lot of downs, it's been Toronto's been home for me, for really most of my career. So I've got a lot of ties here, and I'd like to stretch it out longer. But you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And we'll have to see. I'd still like to maybe managing the team when we finally take that next step, get over the hump, and become world champs. I would like to be that guy. So, hopefully I'll get that opportunity.
You're close. Well, you're close.
I'll propose a 10-year, $100 million contract. You okay with that? That'd be all right? 10 years, $100 million, Gibby? You're good with that? He's not even answering that question. That's John Gibbons, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. We thank him for taking a few minutes out of his... well, not so busy schedule anymore. He's back in San Antonio and probably sitting on the couch with his feet up and his shoes off.